You are right. The crowd has gone, but I remain. You look surprised. With a bard as skilled as you are, I'm sure this happens to you every night, doesn't it? It doesn't. Why did I stay? I wanted to speak with you, to compliment you, really. You play that lute like it's a lover. The melody is incredible. Where did you learn how to play? I see. Just intuition, then. Raw talent. May I ask your name, Bard? I'm Tula. Oh, that's beautiful. No, I'm sorry. I don't want to waste your time, but my pockets aren't deep enough to be a patron. Though I wish they were. I would love to take care of you like that. Oh. You saw me rush over to you from across the street. Oh, and you saw how my eyes lit up. I imagine they did. But I looked concerned. I was just taken in by your music. It really is extraordinary. You're too kind. Oh, you hoped I was concerned. I'm sure it's very flattering. When a girl looks like she just has to meet you. Are you flirting with me? No, I like it. But I'm not just here to be flirted with. Once again, you are correct. Well, it's hard to articulate why I'm here. Now, you're an artist. I'm sure you can appreciate the complexity of delivering a message. Let me try. May I ask, do you find anything familiar about me? The slant of my chin, the size of my eyes, the way I speak, my accent. No. No, it's all right. That's what I thought. I don't mean to cry. Excuse me. No. No, I'm not sick. I was, but I got better. Your handkerchief. Thank you. When you wander as much as you do, not much is familiar. Like the initials on this handkerchief, or the embroidered tulip. Is it yours? Ah, just something you had. You're right. I should get to the point because it's clear I have one. Darling Bard, would you believe me if I told you that we used to know each other very, very well? No, but you would wish that was the case. You are so charming. It's very wise to ask for proof. I have a wedding ring in my pocket that fits you. Yes, give me your hand. See? It matches that tan line you have on your ring finger. Exactly. You wore this for years. Don't be scared. If you are married to me, I promise you have nothing to fear from me. I know everything about you. I could go on for days. You like stories and songs that end happily. You think the color blue is overrated. And there's a song you can't quite finish. About the rabbit who breaks into the wizard's garden and eats magical flowers. Oh, don't fall over. Are you okay? I'm not a witch, I promise. A demon? No, but you're getting closer. A stalker. A little bit, yes. Only to find you. Listen to me. Your imagination is running away with you. Hey. Shh, shh, shh. You're a bard, right? Let me tell you a story. You'll love it because you're the hero. How does that sound? Yeah. And then after, you can send me away if you want. Come on. Let's go somewhere private. I have a room nearby. And then I can speak into your ears like I know you like. Well, I can do it more than I have already. Come on. Gods, it is so good to see you. Once upon a time, you were married to me. Did we love each other? Yes, we were recklessly in love. People were jealous, actually. Shh. Who's telling the story here? That's right, you're my audience now. But to your point, we were very happy. And you loved me so much that when I got very sick, you started to worry. Nothing seemed to work, nothing seemed to fix me. You tried everything. Every priest, every healer, every potion, every spell, every god. I was doomed to die. But I'm here and alive. I am. Every sunrise I see is thanks to you. So, how did you do it? You made a deal with a demon. You didn't tell me. You wouldn't take no for an answer. You struck quite the deal. And I'm cured. I've never been so healthy. You're an accomplished storyteller. What do you think you traded for me? For my life? That's right. The demon wanted every memory you had of me, and she took them. And I haven't stopped searching for you. Not a day has gone by that I don't listen for a new bard. I couldn't believe it when I heard you. You don't have to be mine. I won't force you. I just had to see you again. I just had to. You're telling me to shush. What? Yeah, I'd love to go on a date with you. What a wonderful place to start. It would be my honor to win your heart again. No. I'm not worried at all. Because I've done it before. Yeah. I'm going to take you on the best date of your life. And I have all kinds of tricks you won't remember me using. Now. There will be time for that later. What time should I pick you up?